You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. I'm Avery Redd.
And I'm Shane Mohan, and it is Phillies fucking baseball, boys.
No, it's not. It is.
What do you mean, bro?
It's going to be Nats baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, well, until they play, it's Phillies baseball, and Phillies baseball looks better than ever.
It's time for Phillies baseball.
You're damn right it is. One hit in three games for the bullpen. Biggest question that was unanswered in the last decade was if we were going to fix it. They come out. Even the rotation was lights out, dude.
Yeah, I do like what I see from them from the first series. I can't lie.
Cannot lie, bro.
Well, what do you want to get into first, my man?
Well, I think team of the week, we're going to discuss that. I'd have to go with the Astros, dude. As much as I want to say the Phils, the offense was quiet as hell.
Yeah.
I think they put up a combined, what, 7 runs in 3 games? Is that right?
Who, the Astros?
Or, no, the Phillies.
The Phillies, I mean. Well, they scored 3 on opening day, 4 the next day, and then 2. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That 9?
Yeah. Okay. So, not too big on the offensive side, but back to the team that I'm here to discuss is the Astros. 35 combined runs as a team, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Out of the gates, tearing it the hell up, shutting everybody up that's still got shit to say about him.
Yep. They're the real deal, man. Well, that's a absolutely huge statement against freaking Oakland, who a lot of people predicted to win the division this year, including yourself. And I was sticking with Houston. I love their lineup, and I'm not crazy about their pitching, but it's serviceable. And I was looking at some of their stats earlier, team-wise. So far through the first 4 games, they got a 162 team WRC plus, tied for first in the league with KC, I believe. 413 WOBA, a 322 team average, third in the league. 966 OPS, second in the league, along with a 2.00 ERA, fifth in the league. So, I mean, great series, huge statement against your division rival to sweep them in 4 games, first series. I'd love it.
May I add that this was against a good Oakland team. This wasn't no KC, Pittsburgh type. I mean, even though those teams actually did well, but they didn't face no bottom of the barrel team. They faced a good Oakland team and still dominated them.
I saw this tweet from Matt Chapman. Even though I love Matt Chapman, but before this series started, he was like, I don't know. He said somebody asked him about if he's scared of playing Houston or something like that. And he was like, said something, something. He's like, but they're going to have to come in here and prove it to us. And look like they did.
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. They lead the league in both homers and runs up this point. I know it's only a few days. 8 homers as a team. Bregman has 2 of them.
He's been on a tear.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Best third baseman in the league.
See, this is what made it tough for me to choose between the Phils and the Astros, because on the pitching side of things, I wasn't liking it too much. They did give up 10, which isn't terrible when it's all said and done. But as a team, another offensive stat I saw was just under 400 on base percentage. Incredible.
Wow. Well, the Astros – wait, who are they playing now? Or who are they playing today to start the new series?
I actually don't know.
I was just looking at it. No, I don't remember. But, yeah, that was a huge statement. Fun to watch. I watched opening day. I watched the second game for a little, and I watched a little of the third game too, but I didn't catch the last one.
Astros do not play today.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, they play the Angels. They play the Angels.
Angels, 3-1.
That'll
Angels.
Be a great series.
Yeah, that'll be a nice series right there.
Greinke and Cannon on the bump.
Speaking of the Angels, how about Shohei yesterday and
first pitch?
That was insane. That was insane. 450, 115 off the bat.
I love to see it, man. And I know it's only one appearance he's had, but I was telling you this. I could see him being MVP this year. If not this year, within the next few years.
I can see it. Because,
yeah, dude. Like, and the MLB wants it too, bro. You got a two-way star.
Exactly.
That's hitting 101 on the gun, and he's hitting nukes. When's the last time we've seen that?
Never that I've seen, at least. I mean, I guess you can say Babe Ruth, but even Babe, he never did it, like, at the same time. I'm pretty sure Otani was the first guy to start the game and bat second ever or something like that.
Yeah, and Babe Ruth, from what I remember, he didn't even, like, throw that hard either.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, the old days. Everybody threw soft.
Right.
Oh, all I know is I was watching that Shohei bomb live, and that was – it literally sounded like freaking thunderbolt coming off of his bat. That was crazy.
Yep. He has the – is that the furthest hit homer of the week so far?
I honestly have no idea, but if it's not, it's definitely up there. That was launched.
Well, nonetheless, I know the pitch, the 101 was the hardest pitch thrown of the year.
Yeah, 101.
Or well, not the year. You know what I mean?
Season. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I love Shohei, one of my favorite players. I just copped his shirt. And like you said about the MVP, if he does, like, if he's an above-average pitcher and an above-average hitter, then isn't that more valuable to a team than an elite hitter or just an elite pitcher?
No questions asked, bro. Both in one is way more valuable.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't even have to have a Cy Young season on the mound or a MVP season at the plate. He just has to be above-average. Or if he came in with, like, 30 bombs and had like a 130 WRC plus at the plate and hit like 280 to 300 as well as dominating on the mound, which I think he's very capable of. I don't see why not.
Well, what we did see though, which is a little concerning, was I think it was in the fifth inning he started to fall apart. So you'd like to see him get a little further in games and keep the strike zone.
Yeah, well, it was his first start, and he's been battling injuries forever. So I'd like to see him once he settles in. Hopefully he's not injured for – he said he was fine, but hopefully he is after he gets evaluated today. Today being
– he looked like he was in a decent amount of pain, though.
Yes. And today being, we're releasing this today and recording it today, April 5th. What's the day of the week? Sunday?
Monday, Rob.
Monday. And, yeah, so this will be coming out to you guys in a little bit. And we're just taking in everything that happened in the first series of baseball. So, oh, yeah. Yermin.
Dude. Incredible stuff. We were watching every at bat too.
Oh yeah, dude. I've heard the name tossed around before because he actually used to be in the Nats system.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but that's where he started out. So, because I knew I heard the name before, but I was like, I didn't really know much about him at all. And holy smokes, 8 for 8. That's just crazy.
Otani did bring him back down to earth, though. But nonetheless, dude, I think he's set a few records.
8 for 8. I mean, come on. There is nothing like the 5 for 5, and then he comes back the next at bat and hits a dinger in the next first at bat next game. That was crazy.
Crazy stuff, man. I think he was 4 for 4 in the one game.
I think he was 5 for 5 in the first game, and then he was and then he was 3 for 4 in the other game because he flew out his last at bat.
Right.
And looking at Yermin's minor league stats, this really doesn't seem any luck oriented, as he's hit just about everywhere he's been in the minor league. So maybe we could be looking at the next superstar of the league.
I'll say, man, because at first I did think it was like maybe some first game or two luck. And then I looked at his stats as well. And he's a 302 career hitter in the minors.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you don't want to overreact about anything that happens in the first few games. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to ignore that.
Well, 302 in how many seasons?
Let me pull up his stats. Yermin. Man, what a freaking cool name, Yermin.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Hopefully that's how you pronounce it. Hopefully I'm not butchering that, but...
there's probably an accent in there, but who cares?
Let's see. He played 11, 12, and 13 with the Nats. Then he went over to Baltimore for 15, 16, and 17. And then he went to Chicago and just rose up the freaking system from high A ball to double A and then triple A in the same year. And that year in AAA, he had 220 plate appearances, hit 310 with a 150 WRC plus, a 647 slugging, and hit 17 bombs.
Yeah, this is a guy you want to pay attention to this year.
For sure. He looks like he's going to be a stud. Hopefully he is. I love him.
And yeah, he's going
to be fun. How about Bauer? I can't.
Yeah, believe. Man, that was looking like he was going to be the first no-no on day one.
Dude, I thought it was going to be, honestly, because, I mean.
It was day two. No.
No, yeah, well, it was day two, but it was his debut.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine, after all the crap that gets talked about him and everybody and stuff, if he comes out on his first start of the year and throws a no-hitter at Coors Field?
Yeah, man. Honestly, and then, yeah, Trevor Story broke it up. I think that was in the seventh.
Yeah, it was the first batter of the seventh.
Man, that was roasted, dude. I don't know who. I know Vladdy's got a 114 exit VLO on his. I'm really curious what the exit VLO was on that, man. That was roasted.
Yeah, I remember because I was at work, and I just got off, and I turned on the game, and I was watching a few innings of his no-hitter. And then I turned it off because I was like, all right, I'm just going to turn this off and somebody will break it up, because I did not want to hear everybody talking about that for the whole season. And then I turned it back on like 5 minutes later, and I turned it on exactly at the spot when Story breaks it up.
Yeah, that was interesting to tune into, especially since the Rockies were putting up a fight.
No, it was crazy. I mean, he looked untouchable for the first six innings. Like, his slider was absolutely disgusting. And then
he had the curve, the Blackman.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Blackman. Yeah, Blackman took him deep first. And then didn't he give up the tank to your boy McMahon as well?
I believe he did. I thought it was the Blackman bomb, and then they yanked him. But you could be right on that. I'm not positive.
Thought he gave up at least two bombs, but
I can take a look at it right now.
He was looking good, though. I'll give him that.
Oh yeah, dude, and no hitter through. What was it, 7 2/3? Did he get any outs in the seventh?
No. I think he just had 6 no hit innings.
Okay.
Because yeah, I think Story broke it up to lead the seventh off.
Now, he gave up 4 earned runs, so I think you're right on that. Yep, he did hit it off of Bauer. Nice. And then they pulled him for David Price.
Price, and then he got lit up too.
Exactly.
Well, honestly, I mean, you got to hand it to him because he did look nasty, but it was nice to see that because I really did not want to hear everybody talking about Trevor Bauer all week. Because you know that's all. Discussion. Yeah, you know that's all MLB and Bleacher Report would have been posting for the next week.
Oh, hell yeah.
2020 Cy Young throws a no-hitter. Yikes. But nonetheless, still a solid start, just lost it at the end. And
here's a big question back to the Phils. Can Bryce Harper get out of the slump? Well, not a slump, but can his bat wake up?
Yeah, I think – what did he go yesterday? Did he have a base hit yesterday?
No, he didn't. He – you know, what I noticed, and we were talking about this, is he's looking for the walk a lot.
Yeah, he was. Well, yeah, on a lot of those counts, he kept dropping his bat like he does after he gets the ball four, and ump kept calling it a strike. Like, come on, you got to stand in there, especially when you're the linchpin of that lineup. I mean, hit the ball. You want to hit. Don't be looking for walks.
He better wake the fuck up, man. I mean, right now, thank God it's not the death of the team. We're still without a loss, but if he can wake up, man, we're going to be the team to beat, him and Realmuto. I mean, Realmuto, I think he's batting 440 or something. So,
if the Phillies pitching staff does what they do on opening weekend or the opening series, I mean, they're definitely going to be a team to watch out for. I don't expect that to happen every start, but for Wheeler and Eflin and Nola, but I don't know what the heck was going on with the Braves bats. Their lineup was just silent. I mean, so far through the first series, Acuna's hitting 167. Albies doesn't have a hit. Freeman doesn't have a hit. Ozuna's hitting 091. I mean, all their big boys are just didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I have to give credit to the pitchers there because they are locating really well and they're using the off speeds. I mean, Nola was throwing the fastball a little too much, I thought. But nah, I think the Phillies pitching staff really, really delivered. And the question is, can the back end follow it up with Matt Moore and Chase Anderson?
Well, I've been saying I like the Phillies rotation. I like Nola. Had him for my Cy Young. I had Wheeler as a dark horse Cy Young, and I had Eflin as a breakout. So I've liked all three of them for a while. It's just, can they keep doing it over a sustained period of time is the question.
Yeah, the stat I wanted to touch up on from the bullpen was the 11 Ks and 7 1/3 innings. And just to really emphasize the fact that they gave up one hit in all three games.
And who pitched out of the pen? I know Alvarado did a few times. Bradley,
Brogdon. And I think that's it.
Well,
Neris came in.
Well, it's definitely a refreshing feel if you're a Phillies fan after last year.
Yeah, it really is. I know they had the worst pen in all time, and now they're lights out.
Well, as a Nats fan, I don't like to see it, but I do like the sweep of the Braves. I do like it.
You're damn right you like it.
Speaking of the Nats, of course, the COVID bug hit them, and they weren't able to play their opening series against the Mets. And also has their first game against the Braves canceled, but it sounds like everything's good for tomorrow. And we're going to be playing Max Scherzer's on the bump versus Drew Smyly. And from a few Nats reporters, I just heard like 20 minutes ago or half an hour ago, they are practicing right now. And some of the guys they saw on the field, so these guys are going to be playing tomorrow. Soto, they saw on the field, so he's good. That's good to hear. Victor Robles, Starlin Castro, Strasburg, Scherzer, Zimmerman, Carter Kaboom has got called back up now with all the COVID in issues. But it sounds like we're going to be out 11 guys tomorrow. And Nats GM Mike Rizzo said not all of them were on the opening day roster, but 11 guys. I mean, hopefully it doesn't screw us for the season and we can still stick in there and hang with the Braves. But honestly, Scherzer and Strasburg going first two games against Smiley and Fried, I'll take our chances.
I think it's today.
What was that?
I don't think it's going to hurt you today. Or, I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to hurt you tomorrow because Drew Smiley, he's not really going to do much for you. Maybe he's like a pitch to contact kind of guy. Maybe he'll keep the runs low at best. But Scherzer should be lights out. I think you guys will come out 1-0.
On hopefully. One. We're definitely going to rely on our pitching here in the first few games when the lineup's weak. But Schwarber is out. That stinks. They didn't say they've seen Josh Bell on the field, but I haven't heard anything about him getting about him being in quarantine or anything. So hopefully he's fine. So I don't know. We have Turner, Soto, Josh Bell, Robles. We should be able to skate through a few.
We know who you got. It's a matter of can you deliver.
Well, it's going to be tough. We start off the season against Atlanta with the two games, and then we go to LA, and then we go to St. Louis. So
you just better enjoy your time before you see us.
I'm not too worried about it.
I would be if I were you.
We'll take that Phillies ERA and make it skyrocket. You
well,
know it
that
wants
happened in prior years. So
you know it wants Soto does at Nats Park.
I also know what he does at the bank.
I meant to say the bank, and you know what he does there, and it's all he does is hit nukes.
Not anymore, fucker.
No, we'll see.
We're lights out.
We will see.
Dude, think about it. If the Bats wake up, name a team that can beat us.
I can name 29.
Fuck you. You know what's up. You don't need to admit it. I know what's up.
Any team can beat
the MLB
anybody.
Knows what's up.
Any
We're
team
alive.
Can beat anybody.
We're alive.
Any team can beat any team at any time.
All right, fair statement. But in a three-game series, I would say right now, we're taking at least two or three games against 90% of the teams. If we can keep up with the pace.
If you have your first pitching, three starters going and if your bats learn how to wake up, you're just – I mean, if the Braves bats would have been awake, you guys probably would have got swept as well because besides that – besides your pitching staff, the offense didn't do shit the whole series.
I agree. The offense was weak, but if they can pick it up and the pitching stays as is, I'm saying we could be unbeatable in a three-game series. Maybe in here and there, Matt Moore will shit the bed. I don't expect anything from him. I think he's washed up, and he's definitely not a four guy in a rotation, but –
I'm kind of interested to see him go because, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to do anything, but he's a guy that's had past success, and sometimes you see little resurgences from those guys, so I'm kind of interested to see what he does today.
Saw it with Granky.
Yeah, exactly, and Verlander. I mean, he at the last few years of his career with Detroit, he didn't do that well, and then he got traded to Houston and just flipped the script again.
But, see what happens,
Yeah, I wish I could watch more pitch today. I got work, but I'm going to listen to it at work.
I'm going to miss basically the full first half, if not 75% of the fields. I got to practice.
Dang. Well, at least you won't have to cry when DeGrom throws a no-hitter against you.
Well, the only good thing about – well, I guess there's no good thing about missing it, but it's going to be another pitcher's duel. Actually, one-sided, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Phillies bats wake up against DeGrom. That'd be something. But, yeah, I mean, I do have to – I got to tip my cap to the Phillies. But let's not overreact yet. And another team that you shouldn't overreact about, but it was fun to watch. How about Baltimore sweeping Boston?
John Means, man. Looking like a possible Cy Young candidate. I'm just kidding.
He pitches like that every freaking start. Definitely will. He's had really good stuff. I mean, he's got that changeup, which is absolutely disgusting.
But, yeah, I'm not sold on the Red Sox this year, though, man. I think you put the Orioles against the good lineup, and they'll come back down to earth because their bats were not really that alive.
Whose bats?
Orioles. I mean, yesterday I think they won 10-3, but
yeah, before I mean, that
they weren't looking to.
I don't think the Orioles are doing anything, but yeah, I mean, definitely no crappy series for Boston. They have no pitching. I mean, but their lineup I think is decent. But first,
I'd series, like to see Franco and Galvis turn up.
Franco hasn't been doing bad. Honestly, I have him in fantasy, and he's been producing.
He has a couple hits, right?
Yeah, yesterday I think he had knocked in two runs with a single, and he's been decent.
Good for him. I loved him in Philly. Loved him.
Yeah, he was always a guy that got so much hate.
But think about this, though, dude. Now that he's gone and Boehm's here, can you imagine what pressure he was under in here? Because I guarantee you people were always in his ear saying, yo, you know who's behind you coming up. That Boehm guy is for real. And I bet you it was not easy to deal with knowing that.
Well, I think the thing with Franco is this, they ruin all their hitters like this. They always hit him four. They bring him up and try to make him carry the lineup, and they can't do it because – Franco should have never been hitting four. I mean, I understand it because they really had nobody else, but you're not a contender. You're not going to win any games. Hit him sixth and let him adjust to the big leagues. You don't hit him fourth. Same with Dom Brown when they did that, and same with Darren Ruff. And now they're doing it with Boehm as well. They did it yesterday, but that was because Real Muto was out. He won the game.
Yeah, dude. He got the game winning RBI.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it was a nice hit, but I think the Phillies always rush their guys and they wind up screwing them up just like they did. Like, and same with Hoskins, too. They tried to put him in the four hole because he hit a few home runs when he came up, and that's not his game. He's not a power. I mean, he hits for power, but he's not like a number four hitter. He gets on base and he can hit you like 25 homers a year. He's better in the two hole.
I agree. I think I'd like to see Didi turn up a little bit. I saw a lot of lefties over the series, though.
Yeah, and how about those two nice plays with the glove he had?
Great. I love it, man. People like to slander his defense, and he's shutting them up. He's a fucking beast.
Wouldn't go that far, but he did make some nice plays.
I would go that far.
I like Didi, but he's a little overrated. Just a little.
He'll turn. He'll be fine. Segura had a walk off day one. That was nice. I think other than that, I think his bat was quiet. McCutchen, man, not doing well. I think his first hit was the first hit of the season for the team, and then he fell off.
Oh, yeah, he did. Because remember, he let it off with a base hit, and I was like, what if he gets picked off at first, like in major league?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Willie
right.
Mays Hayes. And but no, I'll tip my cap to the Phils. I got to tip it. Nice series. Wait, that's a big statement series right there to start the year. But let's not get overexcited because Phillies also swept the Braves to start the 2019 season, and we know it happened after that.
Listen, if they can repeat against the Mets, even if they lose one out of three, I'm still going to be all in. I mean, I'm always going to be all in, but I'm going to be very ecstatic, and I want to see some damn respect if we win the series.
I will give you the respect, but hey, we got to beat up on the Mets and Braves now because the Braves are without Soroka, Mets are without Carrasco and Syndergaard, so we got to take advantage of it and get some wins against these guys.
Agreed, man. Agreed.
And moving on to the other East, the AL East, wanted to talk about a series that I enjoyed watching over the weekend. Blue Jays take down the Yanks in Yankee Stadium without Springer. And I was looking at their lineup the one game, and I was like, holy smokes, I didn't realize this lineup like could do some damage. And then I realized, wait a second, Springer's not even in here. And
yeah, dude, imagine when he comes back.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the pitching isn't great, but Ryu looks solid on opening day. And hey, maybe if they're contending at the deadline, they pick up a starter via trade, and I think they could do some damage. Because Teoscar, he had that freaking tank.
Oh, Joe went on sure going opposite. Yeah, Teoscar's good. But I, like I said, I like Vlad going opposite field, man. He worked on that a lot in spring training, and he's got it down.
Yeah, I mean, that rocket he hit off Cole was – that base hit was a rocket, and that dinger he hit, that was also a rocket.
And then he got the homeboy, Tim Mays, shutting the door in his one.
Oh, yeah, Tim Mesa, Upper Perk graduate. Did he strike out Gio and Clint?
Absolutely. He struck out Clint Frazier and Gio.
Nice. You love to see that from the hometown boy.
You love to see it from someone who just had Tommy John, too.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And what else happened this week that I wanted to go over? Oh, yeah. Freaking, how about Tatis's horrible start?
Well, he did break out of it last night.
Yeah, he did have a nice game last night. But to start the year, 3-for-16 with a homer, 6 strikeouts. I mean, that's definitely not how he wanted to start it off.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure he will, but something to keep an eye on.
For sure.
And what else happened?
Oh, All-Star game got switched.
Oh, yeah, the All-Star game did get switched. I haven't heard where they're going to do it, but I heard possibly Coors Field, and that would be awesome.
That would be incredible, man. Probably, I think that's where Griffey won his. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about the perfect place for a home run derby.
Exactly. That would be sick. And sucks for Braves fans, though. That kind of sucks. Thinking you're going to have the All-Star. Did you see the Braves jerseys, where the patch used to be? It's like covered now, but you can tell the patch was there.
Really?
Yeah. And
That sucks.
How about the Twins Brewers that was it yesterday or Saturday? Whenever Burns and Berrios were throwing the dueling perfect games.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
That was awesome. Sucks that they both ended, but.
Yeah, they were both throwing gems, man.
They were both throwing perfect games, and then I think they both hit a batter, and then they kept going for a little, and then Burns gave up a dinger to Buxton and Berrios.
That was a nuke.
Yeah, I was watching it. And Berrios got pulled for a reliever.
You don't see too many guys like Buxton who are a speed and power hitter.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, he's always been a top prospect. I mean, he was the number one prospect in baseball for so long and looked like he was going to be a bust. And I don't think you should quite call him a bust yet. I mean, he's obviously hasn't really lived up to the potential as the number two overall pick that year, but he's starting off the year nice this year. And in 2020, he wasn't horrible at all. But yeah, I think he's still pretty young. How old is he? 27?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 27.
Yeah, I think he still has time to break out.
No doubt.
Fun series of baseball to start it off. Sucks that the Nats didn't play. We'll get them Tuesday. And we're going to be doing these at the end of every week. Well, I guess technically the beginning of every week. I'm just going to be posting these Monday afternoons. And going over what happened in that week of baseball, talking about some things, giving you our team of the week and our power rankings, which we'll break into real quick in a minute. So
Shane, we're just going to go over our we have the full 30 power rankings, but we're just going to go over our top 10, and every week we're going to adjust them and move guys up as they do better, move teams up as they do better, and move teams down as they do worse, and let you know if any teams crack the top 10. So mine really haven't changed much from my preseason power rankings because I'm not going to change them over one series of baseball. But as the in the next coming weeks, you'll start seeing some moves in the rankings. So, Shane, how about you start it off with your top 10? I've
got to lead it off with the returning champs, the Dodgers, followed by the Astros, Padres, Yankees, Braves, even though we all know what we just did to those assholes, Blue Jays, Twins, White Sox, A's, and Phillies.
No Mets?
No Mets.
What? Why?
I'm not sold on them yet.
Fair enough. I would like to see a little more from them too, but I at least got to put them in my top 10.
I put them at 11. I put them at 11 or 12.
Fair enough. My top 10, I had the Dodgers at 1, Yanks at 2, Padres at 3, Astros at 4, Braves at 5, Blue Jays at 6, Mets at 7, Twins 8, White Sox 9, and the fill-ins at 10.
You're damn right.
Guess we'll give them the nod because of the sweep, but I at the start of the season, I did have the Nats at 10, but since they haven't played and the Phillies got the sweep, we'll have to give them the nod. So, yeah, I mean, we're just going to be updating these after every week and letting you know what teams broke in. Some teams on the rise I definitely look out for. Angels.
Yeah,
definitely the Angels. And
maybe the O's. Maybe the O's.
Maybe the I got them at 29 right now. So they honestly probably deserve a few spots up after that one. But, again, Royals. I don't wanna, yeah, the Royals – tied for the best WRC plus in baseball, team WRC plus, because they put up like, what, they put up 14 runs on opening day and I think 11 in the second game.
You love to see it, man. I love when these bottom of the barrel teams show up. I love it.
No, yeah, it's always fun. Just like last year when the Marlins made the playoffs, even though it's an in-division rival, but I don't really care.
Fuck the Marlins.
How can you hate the Marlins?
Like you just said, they're a division rival. I can't like them. I mean,
I don't like them, but I don't hate them. It's not like they're posing a threat in the division.
They posed a big threat on the Phils last year. They shit on them.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they beat them like 7-3 in that 10-game series?
Yep.
Because they had to play 10 times. Imagine losing 7-3 to the Marlins.
Imagine when we sweep them all year.
Well, but I mean, I'm looking forward to the next series. And this episode was only so short because of it was the start of the season, and we just wanted to start getting in the schedule posting on the Mondays. So we just covered the first series, but every other episode will be covering the whole week from Sunday to Sunday of baseball, and then you can start off your week Monday afternoon and check out what happened around the league. But
yeah, should be good stuff, man. Should be good stuff.
Yeah, so just to recap, both of our team of the weeks, we had Houston checking in at 4-0 with the 4-0 sweep over division rival Oakland. You just heard our top 10 power rankings and a few things. I mean, you got to look out for Orioles sweeping the Sox, Philly sweeping the Braves, Astros sweeping the A's. Trevor Bauer, he was awesome until he got lit up at the end there. But before that, he was pretty fun to watch, can't lie.
keep an eye on Yermin Mercedes, please. You got to tune into this kid's
I'll be following him all year, man.
Yeah, I mean, just even if you don't want, even if you don't want to keep track of him, I mean, at least at the very least, tune into one of this guy's at bats and just watch him hit. He's a blast to watch hit. Blue Jays make a statement over the Yankees in New York without Springer. You love to see that. And for any Fernando Tatis Jr. haters, this is the time of your life. So go check it out. And hopefully Shohei is okay, because I really want to see a full season of this guy doing both pitching and hitting.
It was good to see Abreu pick him up, though. It wasn't intentional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't intentional. Just a bang-bang play.
Well, you had Castellanos pull some dickhead shit.
Oh, yeah. Screw him. That was – what a pussy move. I mean,
he is tearing it up, though.
Yeah, I think he's got the highest WRC plus right now. But come on. How are you going to start the fight and scream in somebody's face and then when they get pissed off about it, walk away and just let your teammates handle it?
He's a bitch.
You hate to see it. But great, great opening week of baseball. I had a blast watching all the games. Should be fun for the rest of the season. I mean, baseball's back, boys. Who can believe it? I'm still having trouble believing it, especially with the Nats not playing. But once the Nats play tomorrow, it'll really feel like baseball's back for me. And great series we watched this weekend and Thursday on opening day. Hope everybody enjoyed their team. Shane, anything you'd like to add before we sign off?
Bills going for the next sweep. This is our year, man. This is our year.
Here we go.
You're going to be hearing this all year, pal.
Your casual's coming out. Your casual is seeping through the cracks.
It's only one series. When it's all said and done, we got to keep doing it. This is a marathon, not a sprint. It should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overact about the Phils, but I am excited to see what they do and see if they can keep it going against the Mets today. So
this is a big test, man, against the ground.
Yeah, heck yeah. A lot of great series today. Good pitching matchups. If you are listening today on Monday the 5th, Let's take a look. Actually, there's not that many pitching matchups today. I was thinking of tomorrow, but we do have DeGrom on the bump. Tune into that. Jose Quintana is making his A's or Angels debut. Dustin May is on the bump. And a guy I always like pitching, Justice Sheffield, is pitching tonight for Seattle. So he's usually fun to watch. And then tomorrow is when the big matchups. Tuesday the 6th, we got Scherzer, Casey Mize is pitching, Greinke, Garrett Cole, Alcantara, Glasnow, Herman Marquez, Kershaw, Darvish, Giolito, Paxton. So Tuesday the 6th is going to be a fun day of baseball. So make sure you tune in. And great week. A lot of fun stories to cover, a lot of fun series. Can't believe baseball's back, and we will see you guys next week.
Baseball's back. Take it easy, gentlemen.
Later, guys.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Friday for a new episode.